You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus here in studio in Montreal, Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield.
Good morning.
We got a really special show for you today because we got all kinds of international calls, and this one is really special because this particular caller is standing on top of the roof of his house in the middle of a village in Italy. Now imagine that. Stephen, introduce our next guest.
Yes, Bill Dusselhorst joins us on the line now from Italy. He's around 30 miles north of Rome right now. And he and his wife have a cooking school in Italy called Italian Country Cooking. They also own an apartment there. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Oh, a great morning here on Travel World. Tell us a bit more about the cooking school. What brought you to travel from America to Italy and set up the school?
Sure. 2 years ago, my wife and I visited Italy for the first time, and we fell in love with the countryside, and we fell in love with the people. I've been in the restaurant business all my life and enjoyed cooking myself. But we ran into a couple who own a restaurant called La Vecchia Quercia, and they have 3 rooms in the back, beautiful bed and breakfast type rooms. And I talked to them about showing people from around the world what they do. And Anna's the wife, and she's in the kitchen. She runs the whole kitchen, and she cooks everything by hand. She makes homemade pastas. She cooks homemade bread in her pizza oven. I was just amazed at the quality of food, the passion, the whole lifestyle. So my wife and I came here for 2 weeks, 2 years ago. I came back about 4 months later and started apartment hunting, and we found a little apartment that was bombed in World War II and sat vacant for 60 years. When we found the place, it was actually a bombshell still in the garden that had never been found. And
that must have been a tense moment.
It was just rusted out.
We hope.
Actually, where I'm standing right now, from what I understand, the contractor said when he rebuilt the place, that the spot where I'm standing is behind the roof. It was used by the Italians to ward off the Americans. He found thousands and thousands of artillery shells in the exact spot where I'm standing.
So they stayed there untouched for 60 years. It's an historical opportunity to stay there.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, he uncovered things inside the house that he claims date back to near 500. I mean, he found pestles and marble instruments that were used around the year 500. So it's pretty amazing, pretty neat piece of history.
There's an awful lot of history in that particular region. Of course, we're speaking directly to the heart and soul of our very own Bob Cassini, our resident Italian drummer, who's our master control operator, of course. So you talk about great Italian food, and of course Bob knows all about that.
Yeah, what we do at the cooking school is we try to introduce people to the way the food's been cooked here for centuries. Again, they've brought in modern technology, but they still make homemade bread every single day. They still make homemade pasta, even though they could buy it from a local purveyor. For our week-long classes, we have a class scheduled in June, from June 11th to June 18th. We also take people on tours of things that a normal tourist would never see. So we'll take them to an olive mill, an olive orchard, and we'll do olive oil tastings. We go to a cheese farm where a woman makes cheese literally by hand with no other instruments. We go into Rome, and we go into different parts of Rome that somebody normally wouldn't see. And then we also tour the medieval village towns, like our town, and show them the cobblestone steps and just things that a typical tourist isn't going to see when they come to Italy.
Learn so much about the culture and really, get themselves really immersed in the culture during that 1 week.
We really do, and it's interesting. I've been studying, since we fell in love with Italy, I've been studying Italian, so I speak a little bit. But where we're at, there's not a lot of English spoken, so you really are... You're really absorbed into, the culture of the area. And for me, I don't know, it's just fascinating to watch these people and the hospitality. It's interesting, when you eat food with Italians, they're always asking if you want more. Are you had enough to eat? And they're constantly, I don't know, it's just almost like just this warm feeling that you get. And that's what we do at the cooking schools. When you stay in these rooms at La Vecchia Quercia, you feel... this hominess. It's kind of hard to describe. It's hard to put into words.
Well, it's hospitality, and nobody leaves the table hungry. You're gonna really enjoy yourself sampling all those different platters.
Well, and it's funny because you're right about that, and it's not a quick, for instance, United States, you know, we go out to eat in 15, 20 minutes. Here, you're literally sitting there for 2 to 3 hours, but the time, it's not like, the time goes by nice, you know, it's not like it's a real long period.
You're constantly eating. Bob has a question.
Constantly eating, that's definitely for sure. Pino and Anna from La Vecchia Cortina, I have a good friend, Luciana Pancha, and she has a resort here right in the community next to mine called Villa Valarosa. And the three of us are kind of, we're all doing this together. So she helps with the tours. She's been in this area for 20, 30 years. And she really knows all the little secret gems that most people don't know. So it's kind of it's been really a neat experience.
Bob, what was your question?
Wanted to know, do you do your cooking in Italian or do you talk in English?
Well, it's interesting. They do in Italian, but we have an interpreter. I'm part of the class. I do some of the interpreting. We also have another woman who does the interpreting. But no, it's happening in Italian, and we do day classes, and then we do have the week-long classes. But no, it's you're in an Italian kitchen. I mean, it's a neat experience.
I only know a little bit of Italian, but I know well enough not to walk into an Italian restaurant and say "Morta de fame," because I'm going to walk out of there 2 hours later. Regretting all the food that they brought to me.
Yeah, it's funny. This place at La Vecchia Quercia, one of their specialties is their antipastas. And you sit down and you order antipasta, say you're with you and your wife for a party of two. They bring out literally 15 plates of different food that you enjoy.
Yeah, Madonna.
And then they take your order. After you've had all...
You're exactly right. Then you have a plate of pasta, any kind of pasta, and then you have a grilled steak or a pork or you always have a grilled meat, followed by a plate of fruit, followed by a little dessert, and then always a little espresso for the final.
Oh yeah, then that'll get you going. A little espresso there, but it's all the hospitality and the warmth that goes along with it. Now, at your cooking school, do you focus mainly just on the food that you cook, or also on the presentation and the whole ambiance? For instance, what a restaurateur would do.
It's kind of the whole package. The thing that's neat at the cooking school is, for instance, the way they make the pasta. She does it with a real long rolling pin. It's a long stick on a wooden board, and the technique of the actual preparation of that is something that's been done for, I don't know the exact number of years, hundreds and hundreds of years. So we show the students exactly how that's been prepared for ages. We show them how the bread has been cooked for ages. So, for instance, what she does in the morning, she gets her pizza, her bread oven, up to about 800 degrees, and then she slides the loaves of bread in there, and they take about 45 minutes to cook. And they cook it at that high intense heat so that the crust is really hard. It's almost like a brick. But inside, the bread's really soft. But we try to get the hospitality comes over basically from the love of these people and the passion for their food. Anybody who spends time in there who likes being in a kitchen, when you leave, you just feel like you've been part of something.
It's the hospitality that you get typically when you're eating in an Italian household. That's one thing for sure. You're going to notice the hospitality. It's an overwhelming desire to, you know, if there's anything else that you like, try this, try that. Oh, you know, and if your food plate, if your plate is ever empty, if you've ever managed to finish that plate, it's, oh, look, he's got nothing to eat. Bring him something else. And
it's exactly that. It's funny. Before we moved into our place, so we stayed at their little rooms for a couple nights, my wife and I, and if you leave and you go somewhere for the day and you come back, the first thing when you walk in the door is, "Bill, did you eat yet? Did you eat yet?" And if you give me any idea that you haven't eaten, sit, and then out comes all the food. And they're almost offended. If you say no, you've offended them, you know.
We have to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show, Steve.
Yes, you can check out the website, www.italiancountrycooking.com. June 11th to June 18th.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, and Stephen Pickford is in Studio West, Beaconsfield. Steve, welcome back to the show as usual.
Yep, I am sitting here contemplating life in general.
And our next guest, of course, has eisencephalitis, so Mary Gallagher is coming up at the bottom of the hour. But it gives us a bit of time to chit-chat a bit more. That was a very interesting segment, last one with the Italian cooking school and, you know, the hospitality of Italians and so on. And Bob Bob was telling me a little earlier, we'll have him get on the mic, talk about it a bit further, because he was talking about going to the Italian Association on Sunday and how well they took care of him, because they're honoring his father. Now, you're going to love this one, Steve. His grandfather, who was a sculptor who did a lot of statues in the Montreal area. And I was thinking, if the man was still alive, we'd commission him to make a statue of Neil Drabkin for Qatar.
Oh, yes, in front of the T-shirt factory.
Exactly.
Yes, we'll welcome it, unveil it. Well, instead of having a sheet or a shroud before the unveiling, they cover it with a T-shirt.
Exactly.
I have never seen a T-shirt made in Qatar.
Well, your jacket was.
Yes, the jacket was. I was drawn to it when I saw the rack there.
Anyway, when I found out that Bob's grandfather was a sculptor, I said, does anybody else in the family make statues or sculptor? He says, no, it's too bad, because there we would have had the perfect person to make the statue to Neil. Would have given it to him at the party this August.
Oh, yes, August 27th.
Can you imagine Neil's face when we have a big unveiling?
Unveiling? Invite Tate here himself? They can poke a water pipe together.
Exactly. Oh, man. Well, if we can pull them out of flight school for long enough, right?
But, yeah. Talking about flight schools and flight simulators, an article this week that CAE Electronics, their number one competitor, is a company called Mektronix.
Okay.
And Mektronix has apparently put out a bit bigger and better product and is taking away some market share from them. But what to hit me most, I said, they talked to the CEO.
Uh-huh.
And I said, the CEO, that was the guy who sat in the back row, class of 79 at Presentation High School.
You're kidding me.
Xavier Hervé.
Oh, my God. And you had stories about that guy.
Yes, and his picture is displayed prominently in the Presentation High School yearbook from 1979.
What about that one guy you used to torment all the time, and suddenly he's some big shot over at cement or steel or something?
Oh, yes. There was
Magnesium.
The Quebec Magnesium Development Board. He's now he's left them, and he's gone down to a consulting gig and bought into a furniture company as well, a furniture manufacturing company. But he was in grade 8, and he was a kid.
Light my fire, magnesium furniture?
Oh, yes. Well, my office is so well organized that I can find anything at the drop of a hat. Well, you have not seen it recently. It is quite changed.
You mean you actually cleaned it up?
Oh, yes. Then it is around 3/4 done.
But can you still find things?
Yes.
See, that's the thing. I always say a clean desk is a sign of a sick mind.
Well, I did find some material that would interest you.
Oh, yes. Oh, my devotional literature.
Yes. Well, of course, I found one... because I'm not too interested in reading 1960s books on the topic. It was just a book, and there was no pictures.
Did you find my prayer manual, at least?
Yes, so prayer manuals, hymn books, devotionals.
My videos.
Yes,
Well, then I will have to come and pick those up, because, of course, I'm way behind in my devotions.
But actually, the fellow who did go on to the Quebec Magnesium Development Board, his ambition was to be a business administrator.
Okay.
And so...
And there he is.
He did achieve that goal.
Amazing, you know. As I
flip the page here, there's a picture of Michael Baltus.
Oh, yes. That he and Christian Croto came to my house one day, and they said they wanted to invent anti-gravity. And I told them that would never get off the ground. So.
And Xavier Hervé, his ambition was science technician.
Bob gets it. There we go. Delayed reaction fuse, but that's...
I was watching the screen, you know, making sure everything was all right, and I wasn't quite sure if that is exactly what I understood.
Now, Bob, tell us about this particular, this Italian association that you went to.
Well, every year, they celebrate the church, because the church was built in 1842. So they celebrate the birth of that church every year. Last year, we had, between 2004 and 2005, there were two dinners. The first one, because they spent $2 million restoring the entire church. And because my grandfather had done 90% of the statues in the church, they invited me to go sit down with them, and I went inside the church and I saw all the restoration and the of all the work that they did on his statues that he had, and he's got plaques there in wood, in plaster, and the same thing with the city contacted us last year because they restored the John Cabot statue next to the old forum in the center of the park. And
Atwater Park, downtown Montreal.
That's right, the Atwater Park. So they restored it, and we had to dig up all kinds of documentation on my grandfather because they made a plaque that they put in Atwater Park explaining who did the statue and what his past history was. And he's done a lot of work in Montreal and in Quebec City. Formerly, most of his work was done in churches, the Notre Dame, the Mariners Church down in Old Montreal. Those are his statues. There's a few churches all around here that were done by him, and a lot in Quebec City as well.
So now about this particular festival and the feast. Tell us about the food, Bob.
The food.
Mort de Femme.
You know, the food.
Yes.
You know, we had a lot of the food. Well, they start with their traditional antipasto, and then we have a pasta, then we have the main meal, and then in between there's wine floating around. And then we all start floating around, but they got a band there. They had this one guy who was having a lot of trouble with his microphone this year. Last year they had a 4-man band there.
Yeah.
But the food, I mean, we had roast beef, and you could cut it with a fork. I don't know how they do it.
Nice.
But you could cut it with a
fork. Melt in your mouth, roast beef.
I literally cut it with a fork just to prove a point.
Mm.
You know. And they had, of course, all the breads were there, and they had the desserts, and... we were there, I was there from 1 o'clock until 4. And I took 15 minutes to go see my grandfather's work again. And that was it. Just because I had to get up before, I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to get up. So I got up, walked around, tried to walk off the first two heads of lettuce that they throw in your antipasto. But these people, they never stop eating. They just keep feeding you all the time.
You're not scaring me.
Forever eating. You're forever. I mean, if you've ever been to an Italian wedding, it's even worse because these people only had so much space and so much time to deal with. But an Italian wedding, you could be talking about a 14-course meal.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's and it never stops. You eat, you dance a bit, you eat some more, you dance a bit more. You're trying to work off what you ate. It never works.
But of course, it's one of the most shining examples of hospitality. I mean, you go there and don't ever tell them, like Bill said in the last segment, don't ever tell them that you're hungry, because boy, they'll correct the problem in a hurry.
Well, on the cruise ships that I was working on, it was an Italian crew,
okay,
Italian and Portuguese crew in the restaurant, in involved with the food department. It was Filipino that was involved with the bar,
mm-hmm.
And they had mainly people from England involved with the cruise directions, stuff like that.
We have a call coming in, Bob.
Well, stand by.
Let's find out who the call is, Steve.
And,
maybe it's our guest.
It could be the guy who wants to stop for 1 minute. But the Italian Cooking School is June 11th to June 18th, also September 10th to 17th. And you can check out their website at www.italiancountrycooking.com. Telephone number is 626-497-9141.
Area code 626 as opposed to mine, which is just the 7-digit prefix. So we have an early taste of our next guest because Mary Gallagher, of course, has got the next half of the show coming up. But it's great to hear from you once again, Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
I always love it when Mary calls because she calls me Uncle Bob.
Calls you Uncle Bob. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a good name for a children's show.
Wait till you see Uncle Bob's cabin.
Oh yeah, down in the township. Yep.
Oh yeah, well, in one of our favorite places, Steve, Magog.
Magog. Oh yeah.
Well, we're
Twin City with Island Pond.
Oh yes. Oh God, yeah. And with all kinds of great education. Well, we got 10 seconds coming up before we come back to Mary Gallagher, one of our favorite all-time guests, right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield and Mary Gallagher, one of our favorite all-time correspondents, who once again is visiting A very interesting place. Steve, announce Mary for
us.
Yes,
Mary Gallagher joins us on the line now, discussing her recent trip to the beautiful state of Kentucky. Lexington, visited Louisville a bit. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, how are you? Oh, I have to tell you, you know, this was about my, I think this is my fifth trip back to Kentucky. Must mean I like it. I keep going back. And once again, it never fails to amaze me. First of all, the state is just a fantastic destination for families. Everything they have, well, you know, just single adults will do well, too. But bringing your kids or multi-generations, your grandmother, whatever, it all works out because there's so much to do for everybody.
It's family-oriented and down-home entertainment, down-home attractions that bring back, you know, yesteryear in the minds of a lot of people.
That's right. And everything is so wholesome, I guess. Well, I guess I feel that way about horses, you know, particularly. I always think horses are kind of a wholesome way of living or something. The first place, this time we focused on staying in the Lexington area. And it's so beautiful. This is a land of, you know, the white fences. And you keep thinking you're going to see Black Beauty come racing out or something. And we went off to the Kentucky Horse Park and actually got there at 9 o'clock in the morning when it first opens. Now, this property covers 1,200 acres, and they have all kinds of shows. They have this barn, big barn with draft horses in it, and then you take a little guided tour through there. Then they have, and you know, meeting the draft horses, learning about the different breeds and how they came to the U.S. And actually, the guide said that there is a resurgence of going back to farming with draft horses because they don't break down as much as equipment, they don't cost as much. And it's kind of a eco-friendly way of farming.
Well, they certainly appreciate the attention more than a piece of machinery does.
Right. And they're so fun to look at, you know. It's like the Clydesdales everywhere or something. Then another show that we saw, and this is actually the second time I've seen this show, is what they call the Parade of Breeds. And they have a parade where they have different breeds of horses come out into this ring, and they play music, talk about the breed, and then the rider is dressed in a particular costume, like if it's from Spain or Mexico or the West. They all have appropriate outfits on. And little kids just particular like that, and even if you know something about horses, you'll always learn something that you didn't know. So then we went from there to the from the Parade of Breeds to the Hall of Champions. Now, you don't walk the entire 1,200 acres because they have paddocks and fields and stuff, but everything is really spacious, and there's not a problem. The last time I was there, it was a little bit later in the season, and there were more people, and I think I came a little later in the day. This time, by starting out early in the morning, it was there were no crowds. And the Hall of Champions brought out probably even I, who don't know a lot about racehorses, this famous thoroughbred Cigar, and another one, John Henry, who's like 30 years old, and they had kind of let his winter coat grow out, so he looked like a giant teddy bear horse, and brought many other famous ones out and walked them around. You could take your picture with all of them. They talked about them and their life and their winnings, and it was, again, the opportunity to take your picture with famous horses and to meet them and to learn about them was incredible. Now, they have a huge museum there, the International Museum of the Horse, and then they also have the American Saddlebred Museum. They have a restaurant. They have a big gift shop. We lasted until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then had other commitments that we had to make, or we could have stayed there even a little bit longer.
Really, it's a full day could be devoted to touring.
Absolutely.
All the exhibits.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to really be interested in horses to spend the whole day there, but, you know, it was wonderful. When I was there the last time, they had an exhibit on horses in the movies, And I ran out of time to look at that thoroughly. But, you know, that would have been Trigger and Gene Autry's horses and all the rest of them. So to me, that was really interesting. So then we left there, and we went over to Keeneland. Now, Keeneland was going to be started racing this last Saturday, but any time you can go free, walk in, and go around the grounds and see the historic, the racetrack, the buildings, and if you want to go over in the morning, I think they're open till 11, you can go to the track kitchen and eat breakfast, and I've done that, and that's great fun. The trainers are standing around, and it's stunningly beautiful there. The trees, the flowers, everything, it's just incredibly gorgeous. In fact, when I die, that's where I'm going to have my ashes sprinkled.
All around the track.
Right, right.
well landscaped and manicured, the entire area.
Yeah, right. A little more fertilizer.
Well, yeah. No, but the trees and the flowers and so on, one of the things particularly about when you get to that latitude in the United States that I've noticed is just how nice the greenery is and the different varieties of trees and how they take care of all the gardens as well.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And, of course, when I used to live in the Midwest, a little north, you know, then I really appreciated because they were maybe 6 to 8 weeks ahead of us in spring. Mm. Now I'm almost lateral across in Virginia, but even so, it's still beautiful. Everything was blooming, and it's just so gorgeous. I never get over it. And then the foals were out in the fields also. So, you know, as you're riding along the highway, then you can see all the horses and the baby horses, which is just stunning to me.
Now, did you get a chance to do any horseback riding while you were there?
Nope. It's available, but, you know, I have these kind of stiff legs that stick out to the side.
Sure.
It's hard, and I'm a little short. It's hard for me to wrap around a horse's stomach, but sure. I do ride once in a while. I will say this, that all the retired jockeys that we met were so envious. I weigh about 110 pounds. And I'm just under 5'2", which is perfect jockey size. And so to be out of the age group of jockeys, which are usually a little bit younger, and still be jockey size, they all wanted to just, you know, smack me in the head or something. They were so envious of that. So then we went to another place called the Thoroughbred Center. And you really can't walk around there. You get a guided tour. And you get into this little van, and they take you around. Then you can get out, and it's actually a training center where you learn how to be a racehorse. You learn how to run around a track. You learn how to go out of a starting gate, and things that I always took, you know, for granted that they were born knowing these things. But they have to be trained to do that. And that was very, very interesting. And then we were able to stop at one of the barns that was privately owned and talk to the owner. And he offered to sell us parts of his horses. You know, want to buy a part of a racehorse?
Yeah.
I figured I knew enough ways how to lose money without buying.
There's always somebody with a great investment opportunity.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You know, it was like QVC right on the spot, you know.
And which part of the horse is for sale? Yeah.
That would be Steve.
So the educational, sometimes horses have to be retrained, you know, the kind that back out of the gate and or start kicking or have a problem. And then they would bring them to this place, the Thoroughbred Center, and retrain them to.
So it's kind of like a discipline or training session.
Right.
Exactly what Stephen likes.
Put you through every week.
Yes.
So then we went off to the breeding farms. Now, if you own a racehorse, I mean, he'll win a little bit of money. You know, if he's really good, he wins $100,000 here and there and stuff. But where you really, really make the money is being a dad. I mean, it is phenomenal. These breeding farms were like palaces, just unbelievably beautiful places. And the actual breeding barns, which are so high-tech, you can't imagine. They have the video cameras. The walls are all padded like a restaurant, you know, like how restaurant seats are padded and booths. And the materials that they're using for the floors of stables are very interesting. In one place, it was shredded tire, which was quite bouncy, almost like standing on a trampoline. And in another place, it was shredded cardboard, which, unlike straw and hay and stuff, has no dust.
Mary, we got to take a break on that particular topic. Stay tuned. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio here in Montreal, Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield. And on the line with us from her home in Alexandria is Mary Gallagher talking about her recent trip to Lexington, Kentucky. And of course, we've been talking about Stephen's favorite topics, among them horses, discipline, and breeding.
Oh, yes. And of course, they're learning here that you can make a stud fee of $300,000 or more.
Don't you wish you were a horse?
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should investigate it for people, huh?
Well,
that'll,
yeah.
That'll be another half hour.
Well, that would be a totally different kind of...
travel show.
Approach to life, of course. You know, it's totally opposite with horses where they can make money being dads. But
well, ironically, we also stopped at the Shaker Village, and, you know, Shakers did not procreate.
That's right.
So there are not many Shakers left. And the Shaker Village at Pleasant Hill, just outside of Lexington, is got 32 buildings that are in perfect condition that you can tour. You can stay there. You can eat dinner there. You can ride horses on all their trails, which we weren't able to do because we didn't have enough time. And we left from Shaker Village, which I recommend highly. That's also another whole day that you could easily spend there, or 2 days if you stay overnight. And then we went to Louisville to do a quick whiz through the highlights of Louisville. And the first stop was to eat at Lynn's Paradise Cafe. Now, if you have never been to Lynn's Paradise Cafe, it is unbelievable. It's like if you let your whole imagination go wild and you collected things from thrift stores, and now they have this new thing where they bought a bunch of the, or got a bunch of legs, like from pantyhose displays or something, and they have them coming out over the windows inside the restaurant with different kinds of tights on them. They do more than a million people a year at this restaurant that is quite small, and I think she said at least 4,000 a week, if that adds up to a million a year. And it is phenomenal. The food is good, the waiters, the whole wait staff, the women, everybody is wonderful, everybody's happy. And it's all the tables are different collections of, like, used kitchen formica tables, and there's fur on the lampshades. I mean, it's just, it's so eccentric, it's wonderful. And out in the lot, there's a ceramic pig, and you can have your pictures taken with things. And now they've opened up a little retail store to kind of follow through on the theme. And Lynn, of obviously Lynn's Paradise Cafe, has designed some clothes, including magic pants, that no matter what you look like, you look magically better in these pants. And that's a big hit. They're selling like crazy. So I recommend highly in Louisville that you stop at Lynn's Paradise Cafe. And then we went back to the Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby Museum, which is easily another half day, or if you take two of their tours. Again, racing was going to be starting on the weekend, and I was there midweek, and we're, what, about a month away from the Derby. And we took, I'd taken a front track tour in the past, which is very interesting, and you walk around. And then that gets you also into the museum, which is phenomenal. You can ride this horse, you know, almost like the little horses outside of the grocery store, only it's a real racehorse, and then they have a video in front of you, and I think I lost every time I rode it. And the details about jockeys, especially African-American jockeys, which you don't hear about too much, is great. And we took the back of the track tour and went around to the back where the stables are, where all the famous trainers keep their horses, and heard everything there is to know about that aspect of the life of being in the race business. People asked a lot of questions about, like, horses that are flown. You know, a lot of horses come in from Saudi Arabia and Dubai, and they have a full circuit that they make. And there are some sheiks that actually own farms in the area and keep horses there, too. So I just, there's so much to do. And then we went into the downtown area, which the main street has been quite restored. And there's one new museum there that I didn't get a chance to see, but they tell me is phenomenal, and that's the Fraser Historical Arms Museum. And somebody who collected all these arms over their life, and then they, you know, like suits of armor, it all got to be too big for their own house, so they've opened this big museum. And it's conveniently located right by the Slugger Museum, right by the Kentucky Arts and Crafts Council, and the Muhammad Ali Center, which will be open, I think, in a year, is going to be right in the same area.
Well, they've really done a lot to rejuvenate downtown Louisville, and really you could spend a whole week between these two destinations, Lexington and Louisville, a whole week exploring the beautiful countryside and some of the attractions of Kentucky.
Oh, you know, we didn't do all of it by a long shot, and extreme dining. I mean, it was almost like eating on the run because we don't have time, because we want to see this, we want to see that. And, you know, everything is quite close. You're only maybe an hour and a half or so from the northern part of Kentucky, right on the Ohio River with Cincinnati. So you can fly in that way if you want. I flew into Lexington myself. But and then there's another racetrack up there, and there's also the big new speedway track, NASCAR track, is up towards Cincinnati.
Gotta love it.
Ooh, there's a lot of southern hospitality in the whole area. We were talking about hospitality earlier, the Italian hospitality, and of course, southern hospitality is at the forefront down in Kentucky. One of the nicest guys who ever played for the Montreal Expos, Scott Downs, is a native of Lexington, Kentucky. So.
Oh, I can believe it. Everybody is really nice, and you don't have to be loaded with mint juleps.
Although sometimes that can help.
Right.
And then you get a little bit too aggressive, and you end up striking a shaker, which would make it a salt shaker. But...
yes, and then they might have to take you out to the farm for some discipline.
Exactly.
You know, the shakers were really...
And a little breeding.
A horse turns into a pink elephant.
Shakers were really smart, though, the way they thought everything through, kind of like when you
very
go to
clever.
Monticello. Let me give you the website.
Please.
www.visitlex.com, or you can go to www.kentuckytourism.com. Both places will give you all the information that you need.
Visitlex.com, 1-800-845-3959. KentuckyTourism.com, 1-800-225-8767.
And don't forget, it's not Versailles, it's Versailles.
Yeah, Versailles. Well, it would be like, you know, Versailles, that kind of thing. But,
yeah, right,
one way or the other, you've got a very friendly place, plenty to do. I mean, as Mary said, you can't do it all, even in a weekend, by a long shot. There's just so much there, and it kind of recalls... You know, yesteryear, when you go by these places, it's nice, it's pristine, well-kept, friendly. Mary?
Thank you. It was great. I love it there.
So, any more last websites and any numbers and any other acknowledgments that you want to get out just before we have a minute and a half to go?
Oh, wow. Let's go back and talk about Lexington some more. How about that? There are a number of historic houses in the city of Lexington that you can tour. One was Mary Todd Lincoln, and then another one was the Clay House, which also has gardens. Because I was actually traveling with a couple of pet dogs, we also used a number of the state parks and the city parks to, walk the trails. It's got an extensive park system throughout the state of Kentucky, and some of the biggest things that I don't do, what a lot of people do, is fishing. And fishing resorts and the number of lakes and rivers is just phenomenal. And they reintroduced a few years ago elk into Kentucky. And now once a year they have a lottery drawing for an elk hunt because they're so happy. They're multiplying like crazy.
I multiply when I'm happy, too. Well.
Oh, what a pleasant thought.
4 times 2, 6 times 6. Anyway.
Yeah. I'll give you a set of rods for your birthday.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want yours, Steve.
No.
All right, let's wrap up.
I, I kind of visualize this now as a Three Stooges routine, you know, knuckle sandwiches and forehead smacking about this point.
We're going to wrap up. We got 9 seconds. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Mary Gallagher.
And I'm Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.